Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to your Thursday dose.
Of is it just me?
I'm just going to launch it straight in.
Oh, go on then.
Is it just me? Actually, no. Don't know why. Sorry.
Where's the foreplay?
I know. Sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, lube you up. Hang on. I love the podcast and it always has me laughing out loud in public. Is it just
Thank
me?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it just me or does everyone bite their dentist?
Sorry, what?
Context. I went to the dentist and she was putting a fluoride paste on my teeth, but she spread directly with her finger. She didn't tell me if she wanted my teeth open or closed, so I closed them and she needed to get to my front gnashes. I forgot her finger was already in my mouth and I bit her quite hard. She was lovely about it, but did make me wonder, has this happened more than we think? Love you guys. I shall remain embarrassed and anonymous if this gets read out loud.
Does anyone bite their dentist?
100%.
I don't think.
Oh my God. Okay, maybe it's because I have to go to the dentist all the fucking time because they smash my stupid little face in. But actually, as we're recording this, I've been moaning about toothache. I've bitten the dentist so many times.
Have you?
Yeah, because it's confusing.
Like their fingers, right?
Yeah.
Not like their nose.
Obviously.
What was that laugh?
What the fuck else would you be biting? I've bitten my poor, the orthodontist Lars, I've bitten his finger more than I care to mention.
Oh,
yeah,
because
it doesn't help for me. Like, this is a fun fact about him. I have, I hate people that talk about themselves in third person, didn't know I did that. Fun fact about me. All my nerves are so fucked up in my mouth that I can't, if you put your finger in my mouth, I can't feel it.
Really?
So when I feel my own teeth, I can feel it because of my finger. Or like if I run my tongue along it, I can feel it because of my tongue. But so it's like I already have senses in the game, if you know what I mean. But if you put your finger in my mouth, I can't feel it at all. I can feel my tongue, but I can't feel any of my teeth, which is why I've probably always got like fucking food in my teeth and everything.
It's so if you like wiggle.
No. Well, I can feel it. It's weird. You can feel it because of your fingers. Like I've got nerve endings in my fingers, but all the nerves in my mouth are asleep. Like if you touch my gums.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch my gum?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, touch my
gum. No, thank you. Absolutely not.
Honestly, so frigid.
I went to the loo and didn't wash my hands. Do you still want me to?
It's fucking rank. Get a grip.
It was a joke. I obviously did. Everyone in the room, I'm like, I promise you I did. It was just a joke. I just didn't want to touch her gums.
I just don't know why you're being so unreasonable. But yeah, I can't feel any of it. So
really?
Yeah, so it's an occupational hazard. If you're going to put your fingers in my mouth, I'm probably going to bite them.
Okay, so you have bitten your dentist.
Yeah, I've bitten the orthodontist. I think I've bitten the surgeon. I've probably bitten the dentist too, Neil. I have a lot of people in my mouth, what can I say?
Clearly.
Also like my jaw spasms occasionally, less so now with all the Botox, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, these things happen. If you're going to work in that field, like expect to get bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like podiatrists that like don't like stinky feet or like they're surprised by a stinky foot. It's like, you got into this game, you've got to know what's
Wait,
up.
This has brought up two things. Hang on, let me just organise my thoughts. So, I was blown away recently. I was watching a program, can't remember what the program was, but it was people training to be a dentist and they were all in this like lab and they all had like fake humans to be training on. And I was like, oh my God, because that is so clever. Because I always just thought dentists had to train on people. I was like, I would never let a trainee dentist anywhere near my mouth. But they have like mannequin things.
Yeah, and
to
then
train
they,
on.
Yeah, and then they get people who aren't as like pussy as you to get trained. Like the next step up is people who are like happy
yeah.
to have trainee dentists
absolutely not. Absolutely.
Perform their dental work. Ooh.
Second thing
yeah.
that your words brought up. And it's really not that interesting. I don't know why I'm telling you. But we went to a little town this weekend and walked past a bar that was like this, like it was like, it said on it in front of it, like dive bar, cocktails, like burgers, whatever. And then, but underneath it said chiropody. So I think it was like, it used to be a chiropodist, right?
What's a chiropodist?
Foot stuff, like foot.
They have a lot of names.
They do, yeah, actually, that's actually a very good point. But I was like, and they'd obviously left it there to be like, this is cool. Like, this is old, like, we're leaving the old shop there. But I was like, you can't put restaurant, to me, you can't put restaurant and feet together because I don't want to go in there because all I'm thinking is feet.
I swear I've told you this before, but there are certain things that as surgeons, like, I respect and admire all surgeons because, like, God knows I couldn't do it. I've played Operation, I'm absolutely wank at it. But sometimes, like, the guy that did my surgery, I sometimes think, I'm like, what got you here? Like, what led to you yeah. wanting to smash people's faces in for a job?
Yeah.
Like, weird. My sister had an accident when she was a child. Have I told you this before? She had an accident when she was younger. I'm sure I've told you that before, but anyway, with a caveat, she had an accident when she was a kid and she, like, lost half her foot at the time on, like, whatever. And she had loads of surgeries on it and it was okay. But then she's got basically, like, because she was six, like, it kind of stunted the growth of her foot, and then right. her other foot's like normal, like she's like 23, so like her okay. other foot's like an adult's foot, and then this foot's kind of like mostly an adult's foot, but her big toe is a child's toe. It's really weird, right?
Oh.
So she's got like some funky shit going on.
Oh.
Anyway, but because her foot's grown, the scar's grown, whatever, so they sometimes have to go back in and just like do another surgery just to like, you know, whatever, don't even know what they do. But she said the last guy that she had to go and see, the foot guy, and she said he was like, obviously he's a great surgeon, he's fine, he's nice, but it's like as he's doing the prep for her,
yeah,
she was like sitting talking to him and he was just holding her other foot as he was giving her the consultation. How fucking weird. Like, at least hold the bad one, but just sitting holding the good one. It's like, how did you get into this job?
Oh, I don't know. That's so uncomfortable.
She was like, yeah, it's kind of strange. You can't just snatch your foot back, so it just belongs to that guy.
It is a strange job to have, isn't it?
But surgeons, obviously, again, I stress, the most admirable job ever. I could never do it. I think you're all amazing.
Yeah, we need them.
But it's an odd, like, I get, like, some of them, but then there are just, like, orthopedic surgeons, the ones that deliberately break bones. I'm like, you guys cool?
Yeah,
angry?
Yeah, or, like, open heart. I just, oh, my God, not
the
life.
No, I'd say, like, open heart would make you feel really good. I'd say they were all good at sports at school.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think they've probably got a bit of, like, competitive shit, because heart's, like, the sort of creme de la creme, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of, like, peak. It's
I imagine
brain,
not,
actually.
Not many of them are highly sensitive people, I'd say.
Okay, would you rather operate on my body or yeah. have me operate on yours?
I'd rather operate on your body, 100%.
Just fucking kill me. Okay, this is an odd one. This is a really nice start for this. Hi, girls. Hope you're well. Obviously, love the podcast. I've been catching up since April and have loved every episode. I'm currently listening to the Is It Just Me? Diet Culture and Selective Hearing. So happy there are two a week now. I want to just say thank you for episode 21, as it pushed me to go and see the GP this morning, as I've been having some symptoms that were mentioned and I have been ignoring and putting them down to something else. I'm sure it will be fine and it will be nothing sinister, but thank you for sharing such an important life-saving info on the best podcast. That was very cool. That's not the Is It Just Me? That was just the preface of the email.
And that's about the gynecological episode
yeah,
that we did.
Yeah, ovarian cancer.
Amazing.
So I hope you're okay. I'm sure you will be.
Oh, well done.
And well
you.
Done for going to the doctor, because yeah. That's the hardest thing, I always think, making the appointment. But well
totally.
Done. She follows up saying, I also have an Is It Just Me?
Ooh.
Is it just, and I feel like I know your answer to this immediately.
God.
Is it just me that loves the smell of their partner? Particularly their armpits and sweat. My partner hates it when I smell him, but I cannot help it. I actively sniff him on a regular basis. This is embarrassing, and I once brought it up in front of my family and got ridiculed, but I'd love to know if anyone else does this.
Why do you think you're going to know my answer, by the way?
I just feel like you're not going to like the smell of Dave.
No, I really do. I really do. Even like, I know this is so gross, but like even like sweat smell, I really like it.
Nice.
Do you not? Unless it's like, but to be fair, it never gets bad. He never smells. But like,
yeah, Al smells nice.
A bit of a smell.
Like he has a smell.
Yeah.
And the smells are, but that's like a chemical thing. You're supposed to like the smell of your partner.
Yeah.
That's like a thing. It's like a pheromone.
Yeah.
So that's probably...
But I think pheromones are from sweat. I think that's where the pheromones live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the smell of BO makes me want to die.
Yeah.
Alex isn't a smelly person. I need to set the record straight because he'll really get shitty with me if he thinks that I'm fake musing.
Yeah, Dave never smells. I'm like, how do you never
smell?
I think
boys are actually very clean. Not all boys. Not all men. But I think a lot. Like some of the cleanest people I know are men.
But then, like, sometimes he gets, like, it's actually this particular pair of trainers that made his feet smell. And, like, that knocks me sick to my stomach. I can't bear anything like that.
What, stinky feet?
Yeah, I can't bear that.
Yeah, Al's got all birds, you know, the shoes. And their whole advertising is that you don't wear socks with them.
No.
And he's like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Because they just smell. So you have to put them in the washing machine, like, once a week, which is terrible for the environment.
Can't bear it.
And also for my nerves, because I always think that a shoe in a washing machine is going to cause a house fire. It's rational when
what?
It's happening. That's a rational fear, Al.
Massively irrational.
I don't know. Caroline Hirons, his tumble dryer caught fire once.
Did it?
Yep, in her house. And that I saw it on Instagram and I was like, fuck me. That is a dangerous appliance.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should never leave the tumble dryer on when you go out the house.
God.
This is a life-saving... This is what the email just said. This is a life-saving podcast. You should never leave... Actually, you wouldn't be in the house. It's not your problem. But yeah, you shouldn't do your tumble dryer when you go to sleep or when you're out the house.
Well, luckily, I can't work out the... I can't work out the settings on our washing machine. And apparently, it does do drying as well, but it's overwhelming. I look at it, I know one setting, and that's just like
30
degrees, normal wash, like mixed colours, and that's all I can do. And anything else just makes me
cry. Do you put white in with colours?
No, I separate them.
You know, there are animals out there that do that.
Wait, what do you mean?
People do that. People put white in.
Oh, as in
not literal animals, not like koala pears.
I was like, I'm not following you.
No,
here.
There are like brave, brave people that just put all their washing in together.
I think Dave did that when I met him. Yeah, disgusting. And also, but I also want to be one of these people that, and I'm going to get there at some point, but I want to be one of these people that put their whites in with a particular washing liquid that has bleach in it. So it makes your whites whiter.
I've got that.
Oh my God, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Makes your whites whiter.
If we don't get sponsored by Ariel, I'm going to be absolutely heartbroken.
Daz. No, Daz? Daz. What was it? Is it Daz?
Ariel aren't coming now.
Sorry, I fucked that one up.
Shout on it, yeah. Bold, 2-in-1.
Bold.
Purcell.
Oh, where are these
are available.
From?
I don't know. I actually like washing powder. I like Lenol. There's so many out there.
Oh
yeah,
I like eCover. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Alex has one of the balls. The balls, like a washing ball. It's like an eco-friendly ball, and it does like 30 washes.
Fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
but it's not great.
Right.
It's good for like not that dirty clothes. Like I wouldn't put like my running clothes in there.
Okay.
But if you just like wore your t-shirt,
oh,
and
see,
your
I
jeans.
Want something that's gonna like clean.
Yeah. Like blast it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely blast it.
Yeah. Honestly, people that put their colours in with their whites. And I know that people are listening that do.
Gross.
It.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
But yeah, I like the smell of Alex, like to smell.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't like seek out his like morning breath or.
No. That's disgusting. No. Any kind of breath. All breath makes me sick. Even nice breath.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't. Yeah. No. No. I just don't like breath.
I don't notice breath. Is that weird? I only notice my own after I've worn my mask.
I can't remember the last time I was like, oh, their breath's bad. I can't remember.
I know I ate garlic today, which is no beef. Like for me, I'm okay with that because I like the taste of it in my own mouth. But then yeah. I was like, I never take smints from you, but I took a smint today because I was like.
I have smints all the time because I just panic about, especially garlic.
I've got such beef from Devil Wears Prada when Stanley Tucci walks into the room and he's like, someone eat an onion bagel? And every time I eat onion, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, because when I feel like we've talked about this before, but you know the all plants meals, which I really like for my lunch, but they're full of garlic, like full of garlic. And Dave's always like, oh my God, you can't come near me. It's just way too much garlic. So
well, that's me today.
Okay, here's on. Hi, Alex, Daisy and Amy. Goes without saying, lol, but love the podcast. Listen to it wherever possible, on my commute, on my dog walks, or on a run. Just love it. Thank you. Anyway, I have, and is it just me? It's quite lighthearted, but valid nonetheless, I believe. Do some people just enjoy making hen do's difficult? Hear me out. I have been lucky enough to be bridesmaid 3 times in the last couple of years, which is lovely. And I'm also getting married myself next year. Yay. But I've been involved in a lot of hen do organisation plans, and I'm currently organising one as maid of honour. And my God, do people make it difficult? I realise this is a very first world problem. I'm very privileged and I do appreciate that everyone has different financial situations, but I do feel that if you've agreed to go on a hen do, especially one that includes a night or two overnight stay, you have to anticipate it costing you some money. And as cutthroat as it is, if you're not in a position to pay, unfortunately you can't come. Everything is currently on my credit card and I'm chasing money weekly like a bloody loan shark and having various complaints about cost, choice of activities, the plan in general, yet nobody has any better ideas, nor has anyone found a cheaper alternative. I am also in a couple of other Hindu groups that I'm thankfully not organising and find the same ridiculous questions being bounded about in these WhatsApp groups. I think there are groups of women who love to make Hindu organisers' life a misery, or am I being dramatic?
I get this.
100%. 100%.
Because it's the people that like shit on your thing without a better thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to go and do this thing. And they're like, well, are you sure you want to do this thing? And you're like, okay, have you got a better idea? And they're like, no.
It's
yeah. Like, great, fine. Thanks for taking that like massive poo on my great idea.
100%.
It's such a massive responsibility to organise somebody's hen do. You've done one of your sisters, haven't you?
I've done quite a few, actually. Yeah, I've done a sister's. I did my friend's. I've done loads, actually.
Were you loan sharking?
Yes. No, sometimes. But I do think people just like to be difficult sometimes.
But the
money thing, I'm like, but like you do have to spend money. This is the thing, you have to spend money. And the organisers are always, at least in my experience, the organisers are always working as hard as possible to make it as affordable as possible. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you do have to spend some money. And if you're not able to do that, then, you know...
And you've got to take that up with the bride. If you're not in a position to afford to do it, this can't be between you and the maid of honour, because chances are you might not even know them. So it's a really awkward position that you guys are in together where, you know, this person's got to say to someone they don't know, like, oh, you know, whatever. And I think that's where the bride, you have to say it. If you can't afford it, it's got to be between you and your friend.
Definitely.
And they'll probably understand, definitely understand, if they're not a dick. But it's like the biggest expense ever.
It is so expensive, and that's the thing, hen do's are so expensive, so I do get it, but I just feel like
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like, whenever anyone's organising a hen do, I'm always just like, thank you so much. And I'm sorry, because I can't imagine what a huge pain this is. But I do feel like, just monitor, like, just assess what you can and can't do, and don't make their life a misery. Just be like, actually, I can't stay over. I don't know, like, because I just can't afford the accommodation, or I can't do this activity. I'm really sorry. But just like...
Yeah, because I know I've just been difficult. Like, it's one of my best friend's hen do's in a couple of weeks. And I know I've made the... maid of honor's life difficult because really? I got married. Because so they were all very nice and she kind of left me alone when I was getting married. So then when I got back, she messaged being like, hi, can you transfer me the money? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Because I was away.
Yeah.
But I should have done it and I didn't do it and I felt so bad. And then she's like, no, it's fine. She's like the nicest person ever, as the Hindu organizer always is. So I felt really bad. So I've definitely just been that person. But it's like, and it's too many chefs ruin the broth or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just think, just let the big honcho do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And you just give them the money when you're asked to, and you just shut the fuck up and you enjoy the activities.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than when you go and it's so much pressure, and it's a pressure on the maid of honor and the bride's friendship to see like what's been made. Like poor Ellie at my hen do, like the pressure on her shoulders to like, you know, I wasn't putting the pressure on, but she felt like I have to give my best friend the best hen do ever. So then if anybody ruins it or doesn't, not ruins it, but if, and this doesn't happen at mine, but I've seen it happen. It's like one person's like not vibing or is being deliberately difficult. It's like it hurts or stresses that dynamic in a weird way. Do you know what I mean? Because then the maid of honor feels responsible, then the bride feels apologetic, and it's all because of the behavior of somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you being so difficult? I don't even like you that much.
Yeah, no, it's so true. But also, and this is a bit of a stretch, but hang on, I just want to ask, because someone, I think it was in a Ask the Audience thing that I did on Instagram, and someone asked, like, should bridesmaids have to pay for their own dresses, right?
Mm.
And in my head, I feel like, I feel like, no, the bride, if the bride's asking bridesmaids to wear a specific dress, they have to pay for the dresses.
100%.
But that didn't get a good response from people. People were like, are you kidding? Like, is it, but like, people can't afford this, da, da, da. But I think, for me, in that case, I think you have to say then, if I can't afford to dress you all the same,
then you wear whatever you want.
Then you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
100%. Because with a wedding, you're already asking people probably to go to your hen do. If they're going to be a bridesmaid, they'll be at your hen do. So they've got that cost. Even if it's just a night out, that's still a cost. And then you've got, okay, so they're going to come to one of your wedding dress fittings. That's a day out, probably a Saturday. So that's, they're giving up a Saturday for you. Maybe you've got two or three fittings. Then you need to go and try the bridesmaid dresses on. Like, you give up so much time to be a bridesmaid. Then they come to your wedding. They probably stay with you the night before. So they're taking off the Friday off work. Then they're doing the Saturday. They're staying in the hotel both nights probably. And paying God knows like petrol, whatever else.
Yeah, all sorts.
And they're being a great friend to you.
Yeah.
You can't then be like, okay, so you're my best friend, and as a reward, you have to spend all of this money and go and buy your own dress. I wouldn't have done that.
No way. I think it's really wrong.
All my girls offered.
Did they?
They did, yeah. But I was like, no, this is my idea.
Yeah.
I can't make you pay for my idea.
Yeah. Not in a... Because like with mine, I said, wear whatever shoes you want.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I also don't want to force you to wear... Like,
yeah, I was mean. I put more.
But
you
could see. But you could see your shoes. You couldn't, with because mine were full floor length, so you couldn't see them. So I was like, just wear whatever's comfortable.
Yeah.
But then if you want them to wear a certain type of shoes again, then you have to buy them the shoes.
Yeah,
that's just what I.
I felt so guilty for my bridesmaids because they just had so much to do. Like for me, and I was like, oh God, I'm a fucking nightmare. Like I just need you all the time. I don't normally need people this much. And like, they just have to do stuff. So on the wedding day, I was like, I bought them all bracelets and like their dresses. I was like, keep the dresses. And we got dresses deliberately that they could wear again. Cause like,
And some people were saying as well about hair and makeup, like they don't think that the bride should have to pay for hair and makeup. And I think that is like maybe a bit more of a gray area. But I do think also you're making these people stand up with you in a room in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's kind to pay for them to have hair and makeup.
If you... No, I'm not so agreed on that one. But I think if you're telling them that they have to have hair and makeup, then yes, you have to pay for it. If you're saying, if you want to get it done, then go for it, but I can't, you know, whatever, then that's fair enough.
Yeah,
Like, if you're telling... That's the thing. If you're telling someone you have to wear the dress and they have to pay for it, you're telling them they have to look a certain way and they have to pay for it. Like, that's bit unfair. But if like, you're just... If it's like,
if someone's like, oh, I'd rather do my own makeup, like absolutely fine.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I feel like it's nice to give them that option of being like,
no,
we're putting you on the stage a little bit here. And if you want to feel like, I want you to feel your best. So I'm definitely going to pay for hair and makeup.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like wedding budgets get tight. So I can see how that one doesn't happen. But
yeah, and it is expensive.
I can see why that one doesn't happen. But the dresses, I just think if you don't want to pay for it, then don't have them as your bridesmaids or have them wear their own dresses.
Yeah.
It feels a bit unfair.
Definitely.
You know what I was telling you earlier about me not being able to feel my gums?
Yeah.
Pretty sure a piece of kale just came from somewhere.
Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous. There yeah. we go. Lovely.
Pretty gross. Yeah, the hen do thing. But I just feel like you just have to suck it up. Like my worst yeah. nightmare is being on bad form at one of my best friend's hen do's.
Oh my God.
It's
yeah.
genuinely like yeah, I yeah. lose sleep oh, about no. it. I got really emotional on the first day of my honeymoon. I was like, what if I can't be as amazing for my friends as what they've been for me? Like, I honestly, I have to yeah, be like the best. I have got to be yeah. like the on great form.
Yeah.
And like keep the vibe. Because I'd hate to be the one that like drags the vibe down.
It's such a shame that you didn't come to my hen do, isn't it?
I know. It's such a shame I wasn't invited.
We didn't know each other as well back
no,
then.
We didn't know each other like, very well at all.
We weren't like fully. And even I remember when I said, like, I want you to come to the wedding. Do you remember we went to that restaurant in London? And I was just like, I just really want to come to the wedding.
You're going to need to be more specific about which restaurant in London.
It was Riding House Cafe.
Where?
Riding House Cafe.
Riding House Cafe?
Like up by Mortimer Street. Up on Great Titchfield Street.
On the hot day, the hottest day ever?
Yeah, it was really hot. And then afterwards we went and got piercings.
Yeah, and you made me sit inside. On the hottest probably. Day, it was fucking
probably.
Gorgeous. Best day. And I wore my pretty little outfit. And I was so excited to go and sit inside. I didn't know you that well. And you were like, okay, can we have a table inside, please? And I was like, why am I fucking having lunch with this psycho? And then we got my two piercings and that was like solidified. Yeah,
you were a jacket.
A full tuxedo, yeah.
Tuxedo.
And a scarf. And like boots.
Yeah. How ironic.
Yeah, I think if you're going to a hen do, you show up, you pay up. And you're on great fucking form.
Yeah, you've got
to
be.
And if you're not on great form, you have to have an excuse and you have to tell that yeah. to the bride and to the maid of honour. Because they've tried yeah. really hard. Like, it's huge pressure on the maid of honour. I feel
it is,
so, yeah, so much. Because it's like, yeah. it's the best weekend of your best friend's life.
Yeah.
And you've got to organise their friend. Imagine Ellie having to organise all of you lot. You know how many times I had to apologise?
I know.
Like, honestly, I bet it was just horrendous for it. And she's so nice. She'd never have told me. She's like, no, everyone's fine. I bet
you know what? I feel like it went really well though.
I mean, the weekend, like, I just mean in the
no,
run-up.
I know, but I feel like it was quite like smooth and everyone was paid it? And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I'm quite good like that with admin stuff.
Like
I pay
thing.
Straight away and yeah. I do my admin straight away.
I'm trying to get better at that because, as you know, I'm not very good at that. But with a yeah. hen do, it's a different situation. You just got to
Yeah, because you just feel.
Got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see, sorry, we're jumping around, but did you see I put a post up about a girl who was her cousin, who she said was like a sibling to her? Was getting married and this girl was supposed to be her maid of honour and she said, you can't be unless you lose weight. Did you see that? It's like this tweet that went viral. Yeah. And it was real. It was true. And she was just, yeah.
So the bride said to her cousin, you can't be my maid of honour unless you lose weight.
Yeah.
What a fucking wench.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So this girl said, well, I'm not going to the wedding anymore. I was like, good on you. Weddings can bring out the worst in people. Honestly, they really can.
Really can.
Yeah.
That's horrendous,
isn't it? But I've heard, honestly, I've heard this before. Like, I've heard some stories about this before, about people like in circles, like close to me, and people being mad that like their bridesmaid's dead to like get pregnant and stuff before the wedding. And I just think, like,
they're dead.
I know, how dare they?
You, the cheek of you.
But like the audacity of the bride to think that the world revolves around you and yeah. someone's not going to get pregnant because you're having a wedding. Like, that's crazy. Like, people can't put their lives on hold.
No.
But that happens a lot and people get upset, like genuinely annoyed at people for getting wow. pregnant when they know that their wedding's coming up and they're a bridesmaid, which I think wow. is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of my friends was a bridesmaid at like 8 months pregnant and it was the most like baller thing I've ever seen. She looked absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Walking, she had 6-inch heels on.
Love it.
I know, I was literally like, this is the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Love it, yeah.
But that's also cool then, you've got like your friend's kid at your wedding.
I know, it's really nice. I don't know why that would be a problem. Okay, they can't drink, but like, whatever, that's not like, you know, that's them. That's something that they've decided to do and like, cool, you know?
Yeah, that's really, yeah, brides get
that
weird.
That happens a lot. Yeah, that does happen a lot.
I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes like, you know, I don't know what it is about Hindus too, because it does bring out like a badness.
Yeah, it does. I'm going on one this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I'm looking forward to it because the girls seem super chilled and relaxed and nice. I don't know anyone there. I only know the bride, so it's going to be interesting.
I've got one in a couple of weeks where I only know
really
like properly well, yeah. Like okay. I've met the others like at the pub yeah. and stuff, but not for years and years, and I only know the bride and yeah. her sisters. It's I'm funny. A bit terrified. I'm not very, surprisingly, I don't thrive in those situations. I find
yeah,
it quite hard to be on.
You?
No, I find it quite hard. Like even last night, like when we were out last night, but I find it quite hard to be like on with people that I don't know all the time. I think because when I'm on, I'm really, really on.
Yeah.
So I'm literally like I'm like one of those like blowy men, like woo, and then he just would turn, like just give me a people. Second. I'm like woof, and I just like deflate, and then I have to like pump myself back up again.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
Because you are so social. Like I feel like you'd be good in those situations.
But... I am good, but it physically tires me.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's so exhausting. Like it's not natural to me. Like I do okay.
Yeah,
like I'll probably come away with a new friend or two, a lunch yeah. date or something, a walk in the park.
Yeah,
but yeah, it hurts my soul.
Do you know what? I used to be so scared of like going and like not knowing people there and being like, oh, and like having to be social. But I think my job, because I used to have to go to events where I didn't know anyone, and I would just be alone at an event. And I think that's like fast
training.
Yeah, it's trained me to be now like I just don't care, because I also know that it's okay to be by yourself. Like we think like, fuck, what if there's like no one there and I literally have to be by myself. I remember going to a ball, not even kidding you, I had to go for the magazine. I went to a ball and I didn't know a soul there, and I was, for the drinks beforehand, I was literally there completely by myself. And actually when you do it, you're just like, well, it's actually okay, there's nothing I can do. Like I don't know anyone here, and no one's talking to me, and I'm not just gonna go into like a circle and be like, hey,
hello friends,
what's going on, and it is actually just fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm so much better at those things now. Like yesterday, yeah. I went to that event without you. I got in
yeah.
early
yeah.
without you, and I did great. Yeah. Friends, everyone was very nice to me.
Yeah, because you always do.
But yeah, but in the olden days, like before I'd had to do this for a long time, like yeah. I would go, I remember going to, before I went to events for my work, Alex works in PR, and he used to do events all the time, and he would invite me to go to them or whatever. So I went to this one, and I remember going in, and it was, yeah. He invited me in a work capacity, and it was like when I was kind of like journalisting, and I was like, not a word. And I was like, okay, I'm here for work. Like, I'm here for work. So I need to like, whatever. And I got in and I just looked around the room and I was like, can't do this. And I sat in the loop by myself. Like, and I kept getting texts from Alex being like, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just chatting with people. And I completely like lied about what a fun time I had because I was in the loo the whole time. They must have thought there was something really wrong with me. Like, Jesus Christ, that poor girl. So yeah, I've got a lot better at doing that. But it is hard. Like when you just go in somewhere and you don't know anyone, you see everyone's going to look at you. But actually, people don't really do that. And people are really nice
to
you.
No, they don't. Yeah, people are really nice generally, like super nice.
And people aren't nice, it's because they're not nice.
Exactly.
So you don't want to spend time with them anyway. Yeah, I'd rather sit on my own than with a not nice person.
Totally.
So
100%.
Worst case scenario, I'm on my own.
And we have phones now, which is great, because you can always, you're never on your own, you're always with the phone.
No, I never want to sit on my phone because I look like I'm having a strop. Like, if I'm sitting on my own at an event, I'll never look at my phone. Because I always just think that's what shy people do to make it look like they've got something to do. So I'm trying to trick the system. I don't want to do that. I just want to stand there and just look
okay.
at the environment. Like I'm choosing, like this is an active choice. Like
love I've the just thought process back. Behind
just,
that.
Yeah, because do you know what I mean? I'll tell you why. I've started watching The Kardashians. Don't at me. I've needed some.
I'm atting you.
I've just needed
escapism.
Them.
Okay. okay
I've it. Never watched it before. I wanted to understand the hype.
Okay.
I actually have been fascinated with them from a psychological standpoint, and I was like, I actually want to better understand how this came to be,
yeah,
rather than just flagging them off sometimes. So I've started watching in season 5 to better understand them. Anyway, Kendall Jenner is always very anxious as a teenager.
Yeah,
she's always on her phone, and she always looks really rude and grumpy. But when you talk to her, not that I talk to her, when you talk to Kendall, when you get to know her, when the camera talks to her, it's always because she's shy and anxious, but she always just looks really rude and surly. And I was like, I don't want to look like that in an event.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want people to look at me and just be like, all right, she thinks she's too cool to be here, does she? Like, scrolling. What's she got to do?
Okay.
So now I don't scroll. Yeah, watch me get caught scrolling the second after.
Yeah. This.
But now I just try and make it look like I'm cool and I'm ethereal. I'm just purveying the situation.
Otherworldly.
Yeah, I've just chosen to take this like beat for my second, oh my God, am I okay? I've just chosen to take this moment for myself. Do you know what I mean?
Love that. Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
I'd probably look even sadder than I would if I just was on my phone, but I'm rolling with it. But in conclusion, yes, I think that some people do just think the world revolves around them and make other people's hen do's difficult because they're just dicks.
Yeah, it's really annoying, and I'm sorry you're having to do that. And like, I love that, chasing them like a bloody loan shark.
It's always the groom's sister or the brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or it's always like, it's never a direct friend.
Do you know who I think it is? I think it's people who feel like they should have authority in the situation and they don't. That's who I think it is. It's people who like sisters of, maybe, or like
girlfriends of,
or brother, or you know, I don't know,
or other in-laws.
Yeah,
people and who they are in feel Lord like already.
I should have more of a say in this than I do, and yeah. so I'm gonna. But there are people like my that authority. In life.
There are people yeah. that just like that just think they know more than yeah. they do, or yeah. they think they know more than everybody else. I'm yeah. like, okay, cool. Fine. But do you know more about like bollocks bingo or whatever we're playing? Like you don't. Bollocks do you need? Bingo. I don't know. Hendia games, penis draws. Who cares? Like, okay, great. You're the expert. Well, done,
okay,
Karen.
Yeah.
Actually, I always get in trouble. You know, I called someone Karen. I called someone Karen, and I got a message from a woman called Amy being like, "Can't do this. People call Karens. It's so unfair." I was like, "It's so insulting to people called Karen." I was like, "Yeah, but you're not called Karen."
I do feel sorry for Karens. You would be gutted if you were called Karen in this day and age.
Devastated.
Fucking gutted.
Devastated.
I would change my name. I wouldn't. Sorry to any Karens listening. I wouldn't change my name. Be
I
proud
know
of your
so
name.
Many really nice Karens.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. There
Karen
you go.
Hobbs. Great. We love Karen Hobbs. She's coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Right. Well,
yeah, we can leave now.
We can leave now.
Pissed off what with Karens. I'm really sorry. I do know some lovely Karens.
Yeah.
But also, you know what Karens
love
do?
All the Karens.
They do get stuff done.
They do.
You want to get to the front of the queue in the post office? Call the Karen.
Thank you all so much for listening.
We will see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.